Jennifer Cowley is with us, artist, curator at the African American Museum of Dallas. Jennifer, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Very special and important discussion is coming up about a powerful exhibition that you've got at the African American Museum right now. It's called Tears, Weaponized, Devalued, Reconciled. I just want to let you get started here with what this is about and where this concept came from, first off.
Everything was shut down. We're dealing with the horrible effects of COVID-19, also horrible acts of racism. First, you know, with the murder of George Floyd, the murder of Breonna Taylor. And then on Memorial Day weekend, we have this incident with Amy Cooper and Christian Cooper, where she used her tears as a weapon simply because she did not appreciate him asking her to leash her dog. I was extremely upset. I felt like I had to do something, my way to help change this narrative, because what she did was just completely wrong, and that could have went horribly, horribly wrong. He could have lost his life. For example, with the whole incident with Emmett Till, when he whistled at Carolyn Bryant, and she basically used her tears, and he was murdered. You know, he was 14 years old. So with the incident with Amy Cooper and Christian Cooper, that could have went horribly wrong. And I was thinking, you know, I really need to do something my way. And the thought of having this particular type of exhibition came to mind. And I made a post on my social media, and I told my white friends, I said, "I feel as though I know your heart. Expect a call from me." So when I called them and told them about my idea, they said, "Whatever it is that you need, I got you. Whatever you need, I got you," including my black friends, my black female artist friends. They said, "I got you. Yes. Yes. I want to be a part of this." And my white female artist friends, "Yes, I want to be a part of this. This needs to happen." So, I was ecstatic that they all said yes to this charge. And not only is it an exhibition, it's a movement. It turned into a movement.
It's on display now at the museum there in Fair Park. Admission is free. But then also on Saturday, you've got a discussion as well that's open to the public. What do you feel like people are going to learn and get a taste of as they hear kind of a deeper dive into the exhibition on Saturday?
Well, with our discussion tomorrow, our community discussion, they're going to hear honesty. They're going to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly, because some of us are just simply not there yet, and that is okay. But hearts are being changed. And I can say I had a young lady that came over from one of the local universities, and I was mentoring her for a week, a young white woman. And she called me on her last day with me on the Friday as I was installing the exhibition, and she was helping with that. And she said, "Jennifer," she said, "I just want to show you something." And so she texted me a picture of a painting that she created. And she said, "By no means am I trying to work my way in this, but after being with you for a week, after listening to you speak and listening to you talk with the other artists," she said, "I'm forever changed. There's no going back for me." And she created this painting called "Naivety is My Privilege." So when we're having these discussions, I'm hoping that we have more reactions like that, that hearts are changed and that there's no going back, because she said and she admitted that she had no idea how much she was in her privilege. She was just clueless to everything else that was going on around her. And some of the other ladies said the same thing. And some, of course, are very aware, and they have been on the front lines, you know, helping to combat this issue. But in my heart of hearts, I would love to change the hearts of people, because that's where it will start. It's not simply about just changing minds. It's about changing the hearts. And that's where our discussion will be. And there, you know, there may be some unpleasant moments in the discussion, but it will take some of those unpleasant moments to get to the nitty gritty and to get to the beauty of reconciliation, if that's even possible.
It's hard to describe works over the phone, if you will, Jennifer.
Sure.
But, you know, just kind of conceptually, what are the works that have been put together here? Is it mainly portraits? Is it, you know, what are we going to be seeing?
Well, there's a large variety. There are poems. I have a friend who is a local college professor who created a poem, a beautiful poem called "Attune Me." There is also a conceptual sculpture by a local artist by the name of Tally Williams. The poem was by Aubrey Blumgren. There's a box of tears, of encaustic tears, created by Missy Oliver Foster. There are beautiful photographs by local photographer Missy Burden. There's a very powerful painting of an African-American woman with a Confederate flag that has been burned in the background by Santanya Nichelle. There is a Google search photography installation by Carolyn Sorda, where she searched for tears. And it's very interesting in that particular work of art, when you're looking at women crying, the difference between Black women crying and white women crying, even the descriptions are completely different. And there's like hundreds of them. There's like this large scroll, that is rolled up, and it's like with the white women that are crying, it just says simply, you know, women crying, but like with the image of a Black woman crying, there's like demeaning terminology that's used. And when I look closer, it's like, wow, you know, you would think that in 2021 that we would not still be dealing with this, even when it comes to describing African-American women and their tears, where you have these very demeaning words that are being used. So there's a plethora of different works of art that are being used. And also the gallery is segregated, where I have all the white female artists on one side and all the Black female artists on one side. You can see that contrast on their different styles and their voices and how they create the artwork. And something that that I did include is a crying corner. There is a crying corner in the back of the gallery where we have all the Karens on video in all their glory, like Permit Patty and Barbecue Becky and all the other women, white women, who have used their tears in not a good way. And we also have tissues for their issues, which is a little comical, but it's a very serious matter.
Thank you so much for this. How long do you expect it to be on display there?
The exhibition will be on display at the African American Museum in Dallas until Saturday, the 12th of June. And I'm not at liberty to say, but I am working behind the scenes with conversations for this exhibition to travel nationally.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.